Understand, ladies and gentlemen, that the man that we're talking about in Jalen Hurts, that people are complaining about, wondering if the Eagles are maximizing or why they're not maximizing their potential on the offensive side of the ball. I'd like to remind everybody, we're talking about a guy in Jalen Hurts that since 2022, including the postseason, his record is 51-14. That's a 79% winning percentage. His record is 51-14. It's better than Patrick Mahomes, who's at 53-16. It's better than Josh Allen, who's at 48-19. It's better than Sam Darnold, who's at 25-10. It's better than Lamar Jackson, who's at 39-17. This is Jalen Hurts we're talking about. And by the way, his winning record includes two Super Bowl appearances and a Super Bowl championship. That's the Jalen Hurts we're talking about here. So what the hell is the problem? Why are the Eagles complaining? Why is there internal strife? Because this is not the media. This is not a media creation. This is internal. This is something that's emanated out of the Eagles locker room. Why has it gone there? I'll tell you why it's going there. The Eagles were eighth in total offense last year. They're 25th now. Down 67 yards per game from 2024. Their pass offense is 29th. This year is 28th. A.J. Brown's receiving yards. He was averaging 83 a game last year. He's down 32 points to 51 right now. 51 for a $32 million receiver. You're damn right he's got something to say. He's not going to be quiet. He wants the damn ball. Their rush offense was second in the National Football League. Now they're 17th. Saquon's rushing yards. He was averaging 125 a game. He's down to 66. That's 60 points. Scoring offense, they were ranked 7th. Now they're ranked 16th. Third down offense, they were ranked 10th. Now they're ranked 29th. So I just broke it down to you. The things that were expected of the Eagles are not. Meanwhile, as A.J. Brown articulated last week, competition is stirred up.